There are plenty of sights and sounds in this city. Endless tourist attractions. And must-see places to visit. New York City is home to over 8 million people. The nation's largest city has over 4,000 restaurants and 1,000 bars and pubs. But there is a special bar in the heart of this city. In between the busy streets in Manhattan and the hustle of cabs and people sits Bar None, a favorite spot for the locals who come to hang out and watch the game. But there is one team in particular that always fills the place up.
The Vikings fans have been coming here almost 20 years, as long as the bar's been here. It was actually a previous manager who was a Vikings fan that got them interested in coming here, and it was started with a few and then grew to hundreds, and now it's just part of our tradition.
I started coming to Bar None about 5 years ago, and we realized there was such a huge fan base that a few of us got together and we created a club, Vikings NYC Fans, and we've created a Facebook page, a website. We update them every week on the game time, any events we do at the bar, and we keep them in touch with any Vikings updates, whether it's during the season or during the off season.
Even though Bar None sits in the middle of New York's East Village, hundreds of miles from the Twin Cities, it is the dedicated spot New Yorkers come to each weekend to cheer on the Purple.
We have fans from all over, definitely Minnesota, Iowa, all over the Midwest, New York City, some are as far as California. There's actually two brothers that come here every week. They're born and raised in Brooklyn. They were Giants fans as a kid, and because they love Fran Tarkenton so much, when he went to Minnesota, they followed him and have been Vikings fans ever since.
Long story short, the reason I became a Vikings fan is because when I was 4 years old, my father got me a Chuck Foreman uniform out of his Sears catalog for Christmas. That's all it took.
A typical game day on a Sunday here is completely insane. The place is packed with Vikings fans. I'm wearing purple. I've got a pitcher of beer in each hand. I'm running back and forth. We've got pizza. We've got wings. We've got all kinds of crazy stuff going on, and it's super fun.
Every week, we get about 150 to 200 fans. They pack up in this room and show their purple pride.
On this Monday night, with the hometown Giants taking on the Vikings just miles away, the fans from all over New York packed Bar None to watch their favorite team. They are a dedicated group, never missing a chance to come together and support the Vikings.
When I first started working here about 11 years ago, I didn't know that it was a Vikings bar. And then I had the privilege of starting to work some football Sundays and also Monday nights now regularly for the last 2 years. And it's been super fun. I get to work with an amazing staff, and the people that come here for the Vikings games, amazing, fun, great customers. And it's just been a great experience.
Growing up in Minnesota, it was easy to watch Vikings games. You could go with your family to anyone's house, friends. It was always aired. But here in New York City, this is where we find our home. This is one of the only places we can see a game unless it's aired on a Monday night or a night game. So it's nice to see all the fans gathering together week after week and just showing their purple pride.
Bar None sits in the middle of one of the world's biggest cities and in between skyscrapers and buildings. But the bar comes alive whenever the Minnesota Vikings take the field, and a favorite spot in New York City turns into a gathering of purple.